from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Well, speaking of that pitching performance, this was Chris Sale, his 10th strikeout, guys. He leaves after 12 Ks last night and 7 innings pitched.
Two down and a 1-2 pitch. He got him.
We all knew yesterday.
Yeah, I. You know what? And when you saw Chris Sale continue to strike guys out, I'm not amazed at this point in the season. It's almost like I've become to expect that every time he's out there, Mike, he's going to give us a real shot.
Right.
And he's been in this game a long time. He knows this is exactly what the doctor ordered for us. We would have loved to have scored more runs, but one is all you need. So we get the one and we get the dub, but it was really about Sale last night. Here's how it ended, by the way, with the Travis d'Arnaud sac fly.
Rodgers checks and deals. d'Arnaud out to right field. Yastrzemski caught it, but the Braves are going to be on the board. Somebody is on the board. It took us till the 10th inning, but it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Yeah, man, Sale's an intense guy, and I didn't mean to bag on him on Thursday's show, but, you know, in that game where you were really hemorrhaging against Milwaukee, you needed him to really go deep in the game. Unfortunately, he only gave you 4 2/3, but he did give you 10 strikeouts. That's 22 strikeouts the last two games for Chris Sale, who still, as you mentioned, in the mix for that Cy Young. But last night, just what the doctor ordered, knowing that runs were going to be at a premium with Blake Snell on the bump for the Giants.
All right, you mentioned Morton when we started the show. What do we get to? We get this from Morton tonight?
Well, Morton was good. The start before last start, not good for Morton. I mean, at his age, I think it's a 50-50 shot on what you're going to get, and that's kind of what he's been.
I agree.
They are 2-4. The Braves are 2-4 as a team his last six starts.
You guys want to hear something crazy about Snell, who's excellent? He's never beaten the Braves. Last night, think about it. If I told you going into the game, he's going to have 11 strikeouts coming off of a no-hit bid a week or so ago. And then he loses again, Mike. Winless versus the Braves in his career. It's the craziest number when you talk about baseball, but that's how it is. Meanwhile, Kyle Pitts, guys, and you'll hear his interview coming up here with the Morning Shift in less than 10 minutes, talking about applying what Kirk Cousins is telling him every day.
Just competitive excellence. He's been, like I said, he's been around a lot of ball, so he's seen, you know, great tight ends, great receivers, so it's just for me to listen to what he's saying and apply it.
Is he going to apply all this stuff, Mike? I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins is giving everybody what he feels right. Like they need, right? Receivers, right. Backs. If he soaks this up and applies it, how much better is he going to be? How much does it help him? Because, let's be honest, he hadn't had this since Matt Ryan.
Well, that's just it. You know, and like nobody wants to speak ill of Desmond Ridder. But, yeah, it's just another level. The guy comes in with a total grasp of the playbook, you know, and they didn't change the language of it so everybody could kind of work off of what they were doing last year, which I thought was smart, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, the health, you know, Pitts being healthy. And it extends to Drake London. You know, you've seen it. You've already seen the chemistry. There was something there. I didn't understand the Darnell Mooney fascination with Cousins. Remember when he came here? But he likes him, and you see it in practice too, don't you?
You do. And again, I just hope that connection translates into games and big plays that we've been seeing. I will say this, he's not afraid to throw it to him. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, he's putting it out there and letting people know, hey, I'm going to be throwing to this guy. Hey, Jerry Gray is in charge of the secondary. He's also the assistant head coach on this team. He spoke yesterday, and we talked about Kevin King while we were up there at Hooters. We're back there tomorrow, by the way, and, of course, on Thursday as we're back at camp. So, Hooters Mall of Georgia, come visit us. Hooters. Come see us. Mm. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys out there. Jerry Gray was talking about Kevin King. He had a forced fumble. He had a pick in the first preseason game. But, Mike, his health has been the reason why he's not been able to sustain his play in the National Football League, even when he's been good.
Well, to me, I think he can. It's going to take some time. You know, number one, it takes trust from coaches that he's been out for 2 years, you know. Mm-hmm. So do we trust him enough to get out on the football field? Okay, Miami, yep, we've seen that. Now can you put it together again against Baltimore? Can you do it against Jacksonville? And then all of a sudden, you know what, then you let the chips fall where they may. And I think if he's on this team, you'll see a guy that can make some plays. You know, Kevin, he has great ball skills. He knows what he can do. And then, like I said, I like him because I know what he can do. So now you just got to prove to everybody else.
The guy in 22 elects to skip the 22 seasons. We want to get right. And we've seen things like this happen because, you know, it's a finite amount of time you have in the league. That's why your guys, what's the average career now? 3 years? Three months?
3.5.
King suffers a torn Achilles in the spring of 23. So that's another year. So that's why, you know, I'm not, as we said yesterday in the show, not trying to be mean-spirited. We hope everybody can have a chance to come back in the league, right? But the odds are so stacked against you to have that success. But they like him. And maybe that's why there's been no action as far as improving our cornerback room. They see something in this guy. He was, at the end of the day, Carl, a second-round draft pick that was really good before he got hurt.
Yeah, and again, this is when we say, do they like the guys in-house, when Mike and I have been saying it all offseason. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You don't know until they don't do anything, and they run these guys out there, and you go, obviously, they feel comfortable with what they have. But I think he can be a piece that maybe we can rely on, Mike. I don't know if he's a difference maker. And that is right. That is what we're looking for, right? Ultimately, you would love to have two corners and two safeties, and very few teams have this, right? You're lucky to have a safety and a corner that you can count on that way.
Right.
But you want two difference makers. You want two guys. You go, the team has two great receivers, no problem. We got two guys we can throw at them.
The the corners, and we gave you the whole list throughout the season. We've been talking a lot about other names, guys that are out there. And, you know, they're better than what we've got. But, you know, there's also, look, the money thing, we went round and round with the listeners about Hassan Reddick. I just don't know what kind of big move. Simmons might be the guy. Like, people are waiting. This guy just hit us up right now on the text line. What's the news on Simmons? Nothing yet to be as far added as a safety to replace DeMarco Helms, or at least compete with Richie Grant for that second job. Don't have all the money in the world. Not sure this organization wants to start moving money around on contracts, guys. So, in the meantime, they're going to go with what they got. Now, if some, heaven forbid, another injury to the cornerback room, something like that,
then you're stumped.
Then you're going to have to go spend. Then you will have to then move some money. But let's maybe we get lucky with these Okay. Second chance guys, I call them. Second chance guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.